Well, good day to you. It's Joel with For King Country dropping in to let you know that our brand new film, Unsung Hero, is in theaters now.
It's Luke here. We've teamed up with the creators of Jesus Revolution to bring you this adventure of a lifetime. It's a powerful, true story about a family uniting, growing in their faith, and facing the impossible together.
In theaters now, unsunghero.movie for more information.
Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
All right, yo, what's up? It's your boy, D Starks.
Starks the Artist.
You're now tuned in to the Just Different Podcast, where we talk everything faith, life, and culture. I'm really excited for this particular episode. It's definitely going to be one of those ones. And really, the idea comes from the fact that I definitely am familiar with the idea of overcommitting to a lot of different requests and asks in my life to the point to where I'm stressed, I'm exhausted, and completely burnt out. And I think once I am in a position where I'm overcommitting or saying yes to all these opportunity or request, I myself am not being cognizant of the capacity I have, whether that be physically, emotionally, spiritually, to actually take those on. And I think the whole idea of like protecting your peace is this buzzword or phrase that like our culture uses almost with like a sense of entitlement or pride. But it's something that we really do need to practice.
Most definitely.
It's something I'm actively learning myself, especially this past year. As I mentioned a few times before, I found myself completely exhausted, loss of passion for like even doing this, but it was because I was so spread thin. Yeah. And I think a lot of this conversation starts with just understanding how to set those boundaries for yourself. Mm. So you're protecting the access that you have, which is limited. You know what I mean? Like not everyone can have access to that, and not every opportunity deserves your time. And so that's really what I wanted to get into. And I know I talked to you about it earlier. You're like, yeah, what are we doing today? What are we getting into? I was like, this is the one.
I think, like you were mentioning, I like how you said it's like it's something you're actively like learning how to do. Because I do feel like with putting up these boundaries to so-called, I guess, protect your peace, it is it's a trial and error process, I guess, if that's one thing I've learned about it. I think you can more accurately understand what boundaries need to be put up the more that you understand yourself, the more you understand what you need and how you need to show up for yourself. I think once you go through time and understand that more, you can be better suited to put up specific boundaries. I think, for example, I've been in certain situations in my life with certain relationships where it's like, even in the way that I've communicated putting up certain boundaries or failed to communicate, I've learned that I need to communicate better from failing to communicate in certain situations. And now it's like, oh, now I know next time I get into this situation, this is the boundary that needs to be put up. This is the way I need to communicate it. But it's like I never would have gotten to that point unless I learned it from this situation.
And it's crazy you say that, because the first thing that I was thinking about, I ain't gonna lie, I was in the shower. I'm like, yeah, what am I about to say?
Yeah.
And the first thing that came to my mind is the fact that when you know where you're going, you know what roads won't take you there.
Yes.
And understanding just your destination in terms of where you're at in life, your purpose, your assignment, what aligns with where you're going and what your priorities are in a particular moment will help you understand what to say no to.
Yeah.
And so that's one thing that I think I definitely lacked this past year, not really having a very clear vision in terms of my benchmarks, my own goals and priorities for my life. I just like said yes to anything and everything. And so this year it's a lot different. I mean, we've mentioned it before, but we're not traveling as much this year. I'm prioritizing time with my family and my friends and seeing my sister, who is, you know, so young, but also getting to the point where she's about to graduate. And I don't want to wake up by the time that it comes and I'm like, yo, we never spent time together.
Facts.
I never developed that relationship. And so now that I have that barometer and that particular goal, I am now filtering every decision I make through that. And I'm able to set these healthy boundaries of, all right, like if we have an opportunity to go speak here or to go to this particular venue or, you know, go see this person, I can accurately be like, you know what? That road there isn't going to allow me to get to where I need to be. That's just one example of how it's shown up in my life. But I think the first part of this conversation, to your point, is getting to a point where you're evolving and having a clear vision of yourself, but also just where you're at in life, because that makes a big difference.
Most definitely. I think because I was thinking about this quote. I was thinking when we were sitting down, when I was sitting down and thinking about the episode, this quote came to mind. I was reading the book Crazy Faith by Mike Todd, and the quote was, God loved that book. Bro. It's a good book. Bro, it's a good book. It's a good book. But this is like the first time I've mentioned it on the podcast for real. Maybe the
second time. Because you talked about,
I did talk about it before.
No, because it was, but it was a bar though.
What is it?
It said, it was Prayer is the Language of the Dependent.
That was a bar.
No, go ahead.
It's a good book. It's a good book. But anyway, the quote was, God will do everything that we can't do, but nothing that we can. And I think, because you're talking about learning what to say no to. And a part of that is having clear goals of, this is what I want. This is a goal for this year, is to prioritize this. Once you have those goals, that will show you what you need to say no to. But I also feel like a part of it is God's grace. I think God will reveal to us things that we need to distance ourselves from. Well, people, places, things, whatever it is, I think God's grace will also show us those things that we need to distance ourselves from and get rid of. But he won't set the boundaries for us, is something that I've learned. Like, and that's what that quote means to me. I can't receive revelation for myself. I can't receive revelation, but I can control how I respond to it when I do receive it, if that makes sense.
It does.
So it's like God will give me or reveal to me, A, that person, I don't know, you probably need to distance yourself from them. But you know what he's not going to do? He's not going to distance themselves from me. He's not going to do that. He's not going to put the boundary.
It's got to be this space, bro, because we in line today. This is different.
You had a point like that too?
Listen, bro. So look. The next thing that I was thinking about while I was in the shower is the fact that if you don't protect your peace, no one else will. So you can't expect people to respect your boundaries when they don't know where not to step. Mm. So when we talk about protecting or defending our peace, I think it's something you have to be very initiative about. Most you have to be assertive with. And you have to over communicate to whatever degree. I mean, you mentioned it, you've had experiences in your past, like even relationships, in terms of learning from that. But this definitely isn't a passive act. So that's something that I'm learning myself in a lot of areas of my life, is that you have to take that step. So something Jordan does really well is, even with his employers, anywhere that he works, he is very clear on, this is how much that I am going to be able to work. These are the days that I'm not going to work. Yeah. And of course, naturally, I understand not everyone may have that opportunity to that extent, but I think the principle still stands of, he over communicates and initiates that conversation.
Yeah.
So there is no question going forward, and they know where not to step in terms of how they're asking for his time. Mm. And so we can translate that to every area of our life when it comes to our relationships. We had another conversation, me and Jordan, about this year, along with not traveling, we're also not taking as many trips as we did last year. Because I think that I'm at a point where I'm allowing my finances to be under God's authority and getting that in order and stewarding that well to a whole nother capacity. And so I'm not going anywhere that I feel like I can't afford, or it's not going to help me in the goals that I have for this year in terms of saving and everything else. So I had a conversation with my friends, like, hey, this is how many trips that I'm going to be able to do. Like, if y'all are saying y'all are going to do that, I can't do it, you know, and not feeling this pressure to overcommit, say yes, because they may think I'm not wanting to be with them or whatever it may be.
Yeah.
And that trickles down to your family. Like, if you have like a gift or a talent or a business or whatnot, and they're always asking you like X, Y, and Z, being very initiative with that conversation, like, hey, this is what my capacity is. If you want to book whatever it is with me, this is how you're going to do it and all of that. But it's something that's initiative. It's not going to be done for you.
Most definitely.
And you have to start it yourself. Yeah. It's a conversation you have to start.
I was thinking about, because I wanted to find Bible for the point about that. And I was
always got Bible.
Always.
Which is
bro.
Good. I knew you was going to come with it.
Always.
I was looking for some stuff and I wasn't getting no revelation.
No, I'd be like that sometimes, though. It'd be dry sometimes. But I was the prime example, the first thing that came to my mind with that point specifically really was Adam and Eve in the garden. I guess, both of them. I was going to say specifically Adam, but both of them. When God set the boundary of not eating of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, right? Like, he, to my point, like I said earlier, he set this boundary. He says, hey, y'all got all these trees, man. Don't eat this one, bro. Just don't eat this one or you'll surely die. That's it, bro. Just don't eat it, right? But again, guess what he didn't do? He didn't put a wall up around the tree to keep them from eating it, right? So the boundary is what God told them to put up. He gave them revelation, hey, stay away from this, right? it's your job to heed my word and put up the boundary and be intentional about it. And like I said, it's the same way in our lives. Like, God will show these things to us. We will see these things. And it's like, it's our job and it's our responsibility to make sure that we're placing the boundaries up. You know, I guess I wonder what boundaries would have looked like in that moment. Maybe just staying away from the tree, bro. Like, you know,
it was a pretty simple instruction. I ain't gonna lie.
It really was. Like, you could have just, like, you know, but I definitely think it plays into this conversation of, it definitely is in our hands. And I think that whenever God is asking us to, or calling us to a different standard and or on a higher level of discipline, it's always us that has to make the cut. He's never going to do it. And that's one thing that I'm realizing. I had a lot of great conversations about this past weekend about, you can have a call in your life. You can have all the skills, the gifts, and the talent. But if you don't say yes, if you don't do the necessary steps to put yourself in position to get what God has for you, it will never happen. I think we get so wrapped up in this idea of prophecy and call and all of that, which is amazing, necessary, but it isn't everything. And it's always the execution off of that that is really going to allow everything to come into fruition.
Yeah.
So I think sometimes we're asking ourselves, why don't we have peace or access to the joy of the Lord where we're not even following the instruction or putting ourselves in an environment where it can be cultivated? We're not putting up those boundaries and are making sure that our capacity is in places where we're not just extinguishing ourselves or being depleted. Every promise comes with instruction.
Yep, exactly.
And with principle. And so I think that's important to know. So even when it comes to this idea of peace,
right,
joy,
the execution.
Yeah.
It's like on us type of thing.
No.
Yeah.
I agree.
Something else I was thinking about with this conversation is like, because this is something I've had to learn with boundaries, protecting your peace, this whole conversation is learning how to respect someone else's decision to protect their peace. Because I've also been in situations where I could have communicated my boundaries better, where I'm going to someone like, hey, I kind of want to distance myself, whatever, right? I've been in situations like that. But you also have to keep in mind how you can be on the other end of that sometimes too, where someone wants to distance themselves from you or whatever the case may be to protect their so-called peace. And I feel you just have to, you have to get to a point where you understand that in those moments. And I think I'm very intentional with the wording that I'm using when I say understand, because I think you don't have to love it. It doesn't have to feel all warm and you don't have to feel all happy inside about it. But I think you have to at least understand, like, get it. Like, I get it. I understand, you know, because if roles were reversed, I would want you to, type of thing. So I think that's a big part of this conversation too, because it's not just about you putting up boundaries, but there's going to be people communicating to you boundaries that they want to put up in their lives. And you have to respect that as well, just how you'd want them. And you just have to understand it. Like I said, it's very intentional, the word understand, because understanding doesn't always mean you have to like it or have to enjoy it, but you just have to get where they're coming from. I think that's has to be your heart with that too.
And not always internalizing it or making it so personal either, because sometimes it really doesn't have anything to do with you. To our example with setting the boundary of, okay, this is how many trips we're going on this year. It's not because I don't want to spend time with them.
Right.
I love them. I want to be with them as much as possible. But this is where I'm at in my life and like what I'm doing, you know? And they have given the grace to accept that, and it was no problem. We understand. We're going to see when you see. We're going to make it happen however we can. And vice versa, to your point, if that was ever a position they were in, to whatever degree, no matter what the situation is, I'm always going to be cognizant of that as well. And I think that another part of like this conversation that we'll kind of end with is the idea of value.
Yeah.
Because I don't think you ever really will protect something you don't believe has value.
Right.
And so I do believe a part of this for me was getting to a point again with understanding the fact that I was bought at a high price, and not in a way that is arrogant or prideful, but just understanding that the call that I do have on my life, the assignment that God has for me and what's right in front of me in terms of what I need to do, is valuable enough to put boundaries around. That the time that I've been given to allocate toward whatever it is in my life and whatever it is for anyone else, whether that be like your school, whether it be your work, your career, if like you have a moment in time where you spend time with family, that is significant enough to the point where
I do need to make sure that I'm defending and protecting it, because sometimes we'll sometimes give our time to anything if we don't feel like it's worth anything at all. And I know coming into that for myself, just in terms of really sitting with God, my quiet time, coming to know what he says and thinks about me, has continually been on my mind to the point to where, like, no, like, I am a big deal. You know, like, what I have is serious, it's valuable, right, and God wants to use it. So it can't just, my time and my person just can't be given to anything and everything. And so I did want to add that.
No, which I'm glad you went in that direction, because I want to add this as well. Anytime I'm at a point in my life where I feel like I'm not valuing myself to the extent that I should, I think about Mark 8, and the verse says, what profit is it to a man to gain the whole world but lose his soul?
Y'all, this is,
and I think, bro,
it's so simple,
but
I
listen to what the verse is
saying. My life.
Listen to what the verse is saying. It's literally saying, if you add up all the wealth, you add up everything in the world, literally everything, say it's like $100 billion, right? It's saying it's saying you add up all everything in the world. If you exchange your soul for that, you are making an unprofitable deal. It is saying that
it's not a fair exchange.
It's not, bro. It's saying your soul is worth more than all of that. What profit is it to a man to gain all that but lose his soul? It's saying your soul is literally the most valuable thing ever. And once you recognize that, it's like, it's worth protecting, bro. Like, you know what I mean? It's worth putting up these boundaries. It's worth hurting certain people's feelings. It's worth having the hard conversations. It's worth everything that we're talking about. It really
doesn't
is.
It put in perspective why Jesus or God himself had to come down in the flesh and do what he did?
You feel me?
Because the value of it, the value of us, like our souls to him, was that invaluable.
Right.
Like that's
like that was a profitable deal to him. His son's life in exchange for our souls was a profitable deal in his eyes. That's why he did it. It's crazy.
It's different, bro. Man, so I'm glad that you brought that up, because that was something that I was also thinking about in the shower.
This whole episode was just shower thoughts.
Yeah, I'm not gonna lie. Yeah, because I mean, like, I knew this is what I wanted to talk about, but I ain't really like have too much.
You ain't have pen on pad for real. Oh, okay, I feel.
I have pen on pad. So I'm like, you know, let me take this out.
I
want
to ask a question though.
Yep.
Do you have any specific? Do you have like a specific boundary you feel like you have in your life with certain relationships, certain things, whatever case may be? If you can think of any.
I mean, I think it's a great question. I can't say.
I mean, you kind of already gave some, though, with the trips.
Yeah, I mean, I think those are the biggest things. But for me, in terms of, like, relationships, not necessarily specific ones.
Heard you.
There. Heard you. But I would say one thing that I am strong on now is time with y'all. That will not come at any sacrifice this year to any extent.
I feel that.
And so that is definitely a boundary of mine. So if it comes down to it, if it's an opportunity for me to be somewhere, go out of town, I'll take an engagement or be at Ayana's track meet, our sister, I'm going to the track meet.
I feel that, bro. I feel that.
So that's
I'd have to agree.
That's
with
where
that.
I'm at. That's definitely my boundary is just family. Because I think so much, and this is important, and kind of a great way to kind of bring it full circle. Because that was really why I wanted to talk about this, because last year it wasn't that way.
Yeah.
It wasn't, not that it, my family and all these intangibles were so significant to me, but it just wasn't something that I was protecting.
Right.
And this year I'm very cognizant of that. And so that is definitely one of them for me.
Very full circle. Because I mean, like we said at the top of the episode, it's like, it's a trial and error process. Mm-hmm. Last year was error in that area. that's what you're saying. Like, it was error. So you learned, last year, this is something I didn't like. Let me make sure I'm intentional about this is a boundary that I want to put up. It's really is just trial and error. Now, for the rest of your life, that's going to be a boundary you put up.
Yeah. And then just in terms of, like, I guess, putting up boundaries, I think that looks like just communicating to whoever it is, or, like, even yourself. Like, I think that was one I needed to communicate to myself.
Right.
And there's some that, of course, most of the time you are definitely initiating with other people when it comes to relationships in your life, whether that be personal, in your career, your job, your school, or whatever that looks like. And it typically happens in our relationships because that's what's, you know, pulling from us at times. Not necessarily in a negative way, but just people who do want that access. And you have to make sure that it's just within your capacity and understanding what that looks like and what that is. Do you have anything, like, last things to say?
I will say in my own life, at least some I've noticed is, like, it's usually the boundaries that are, you know, that seem the most difficult to communicate those are the ones that are the most important. For lack of better terms, mm-hmm. if that makes sense. It's usually the ones that I really don't want to have to have this conversation.
Right.
I really don't want to have to talk about this thing. It's going to be awkward. It's going to be weird. I'm going to hurt their feelings. It's usually the ones that are the most difficult to communicate that are the most dire to implement. And I think that's just something I've seen in my own life, at least. So I want to add that, too.
So definitely never shy away from those difficult conversations.
Facts.
Because that's on the other side of your deliverance, breakthrough, and everything else that you need. So
facts.
I agree. I would say the same. But I believe that's pretty much it.
Yeah.
Also, we have merch out right now.
You know what I'm saying? You want to shout it up?
Not yet. So look, y'all. We finally have the merch out. We have been hinting at it for a while now. We've had these designs kind of like locked in a vault, but we finally got it. It's here. So we haven't necessarily released it to the public, to everybody, but everyone who listens, who tunes in, we want to make sure, you know, y'all got that early access and can do what y'all need to do. So if you text merch to our number, 502-325-1157, we'll send you the link and y'all can get pre-access to all of these. So these are the Seek First joints. Well, I have the black one on, so y'all can see it. And it has Seek First on the front, and then it has All Things Will Be Added on the back. And the biggest reason I really wanted to release these, and it means a lot to me, especially with our first drop this year, is the fact that my phrase for this year is, don't prioritize the Lord's work over the Lord's presence. Mm. And to everything we talked about, I wasn't even necessarily thinking it, but it was just on my heart. And I think everything is going to follow from us making sure that he's our priority in any way.
Exactly.
So that's why we kind of went with this instead of just, you know, throwing Just Different on a hoodie or anything.
Right, exactly.
Something to rep, something to live. And it's really a lifestyle. So
yeah,
we hope y'all love it. We already had kind of showed y'all the designs and I was eating it up. We were between two. I couldn't make up my mind, but this actually didn't win, but I went with the other one with the small light. But
I think it's
unique for sure.
Yeah, I like this one better.
All right. So we appreciate you all for tuning in and listening. We love y'all so much. A lot of new stuff coming. Like I said, we have our community chat. I found a platform for that. We'll be getting to y'all within the next 2 or 3 weeks. But y'all know what it is. We'll catch y'all Friday. Stay you.
Stay. Oh, my fault.
Bro.
I missed it, bro. I missed
stay
the
you.
Stay real.
And my stay bro. Humble. We'll catch y'all Friday. Much love.
I missed the pocket. That's the first time I've done that. That's the first time I've ever done that.
No.
I was zoned out. Thank you. I was zoned out, bro.